For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The following program is sponsored by Senior Class Media. Welcome to Senior Class on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG. You've graduated from the workforce and made it to retirement.
So go to the head of the class.
Senior Class Radio is your source for senior citizen-related topics, information, and entertainment. Now, it's time for Senior Class on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG.
And good Sunday morning, everybody. My name's Russell Mills, and this is Senior Class. Our mission, of course, to discuss all aspects of life and living in our golden years, or maybe just helping someone else who's living through their golden years. Your host for Senior Class, back from his sojourn at the nation's capital, Mr. Rusty McMurray. Good morning.
Good morning, Senior Class. Thanks for tuning in today. It's been a great time away, but even better to be back here live in the studios. Russell, it's always life-changing when you have a chance to spend some time over the July 4th holiday at the nation's capital.
I would think so. I mean, and it was, as always, a crazy time.
It is. Now, hey, we did look for, I wanted to see my first demonstration. You know, you hear on the news demonstrations, like protests up and down the streets of D.C. And you know what? We really couldn't find any. You know, it's like I turn on the evening news and they say huge protest. And I was like, I was there today. Where was that protest?
But you should have staged one.
Well, you never know. But it was a lot of fun. I got to spend time with my son who worked there in D.C. And it was a great time. And the fireworks display was, needless to say, second to none.
Well, that is good to hear. We had a pretty good fireworks display here, but we also had a brutally hot 4th of
July. Yeah, we took the heat with us to Washington, D.C., so they weren't real happy about that. But it was a great time, as always. If you ever get a chance to spend that time, that July 4th holiday in our nation's capital, it is a trip worth taking. We took it last year, and we decided to use that as our holiday this year, and it was just so much fun to have that opportunity.
Outstanding. Well, welcome back. Glad you made it there and back safely.
Thank you so much. We have a great show in store for everyone today. We have Dr. Joe Moore from Moore Funeral Homes live here in the studios once again. Dr. Moore, thanks so much for being here on the show.
Rusty, thank you so much for having me. It's good to have you back. It's good to be back with you.
Thanks. Thank you so much. Well, the relationship that Dr. Moore and I have goes back really kind of about a decade. You know, from our last show, have taken the helm at Moore Funeral Homes more recently. And when you hear individuals hear me introduce you as Dr. Moore, they've got to wonder, it's like, Dr. Moore, how did a oncologist end up heading up Moore Funeral Homes?
Rusty, I was blessed to have a 36-year medical career, and then it's my family business, Moore Funeral Homes. Mm-hmm. I've been in business since 1932. And my father was the president for well over 60 years, and he was the boss until he was 92 years old. At that time, the business became mine, and I've wanted to keep it as a family-run operation so that families that have been served by Moores for these last 86 years can have the same kind of service that they've expected during those years.
Well, and one of the things that through our networking and some of the organizations we're both a part of, when my daughter suffered from cancer, you took an active interest, being an oncologist, you know, in her recovery and, you know, her since cancer-free life. And I really appreciated that. So using and having the experience as an oncologist, as a doctor, and being a good listener and a good communicator, that helps you in running this business, which is just as important in those end-of-life times.
You know, Rusty, in medical school and in training, they don't give you any training in business. But fortunately, we owned our own medical practice for 27 years. And then I was able to get a lot of information from my father. And so that's what I'm using. And so far, it's really going well. We're happy we've been able to keep it as a family-owned operation.
Well, I'm excited about your partnership with the Senior Class Radio Show and our Senior Class Roadshow program. We have one of our first Senior Class Roadshows coming up this week. It will be at the Linden. That's at 81st Street South and Highway 169. It'll be from 6 to 7 o'clock. The Linden is going to provide some refreshments. We're going to have an attorney there talking about veterans benefits and how the VA can help pay for care in your own home or in an assisted living. We'll also get the opportunity to take a tour at the Linden. It's a beautiful complex, and what I like about it most is the lodge setting. You walk in, and it feels like you're walking into a beautiful lodge with a concierge desk. And then, Joe, your Moore Funeral Home representatives, including yourself, will be there to answer questions and to be given away those free final wishes organizers.
That's correct. And I was actually able to get out there last Friday, and it's a beautiful facility, beautiful courtyard, right in the middle of Tulsa. It's just a great, great place.
It is a free event, so you'll have an opportunity to meet all of the personalities, and we are giving away door prizes. So it should be a lot of fun. So on your way home, come by, stop by and visit. If you would like to RSVP, you can give Brittany a call at 918-978-2553. Now grab a pen and grab a piece of paper. We're going to give that number out several more times throughout the show. That number is 918-978-2553. 2553, and that's the roadshow this upcoming Tuesday at 6 o'clock at the Linden.
Looking forward to that.
Should be a lot of fun. All right, so let's talk just for a moment about that final wishes organizer. It's important at end of life, when you're not there and able to speak for yourself, you have those final wishes organizers put together not only for those important documents, but how you'd like the service to go there at the end.
Yeah, we feel that funeral pre-planning is important. You know, when a family loses a loved one, they're usually tired and grieving, and they may find it hard to make decisions. But when a funeral's been pre-planned, the family can just come in at that time, meet briefly with the director, set the date and time of the service, then go home and rest and be comforted. So families come in, they're so happy when pre-planning was done because it simplifies the process and makes everything go so much easier for them at that time.
I mean, it really does. My brother's mother-in-law passed away here recently and utilized your funeral services, and she had gone through and completed one of those final wishes organizers, and as executor of an estate and going through that tough time, it's really a lifesaver to have that spelled out. So those decisions don't have to be made during that grieving process, because it's hard enough to grieve, but when you're one of the siblings that's in charge of everything at the end, sometimes you don't get a chance to grieve with the rest of your family because it's overwhelming, the amount of responsibilities there at the end. And if it's spelled out, it takes that burden off the shoulders.
Really takes away any doubt as to what the family or what the patient or the individual would have wanted. Whether, you know, things just basic, because whether they wanted burial or cremation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's quite a few decisions need to be made in planning a funeral.
And who you would like invited.
Exactly. Well,
and where
yeah.
those addresses are. I mean, obviously there are notices, but there are those out-of-town guests that need to be notified upon death of that loved one. So there is a notification left, and, I mean, a list that needs to be followed up on.
You know, I think people really want to be remembered the way they want to be remembered. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's a chance to convey to our friends and family the things that were important to us and give them the benefit of our knowledge and experience. And it's a chance to even, you know, final chance to instruct our children in things that are important. And they can, such things as scriptures that were important mm-hmm. to us, music. You know, some people want eulogies. All these things are part of the planning of the funeral process, not to mention the other thing, the basic things such as, you know, which funeral home to use, whether to do burial or cremation, casket or cremation, urn type.
Is there a plot, where it is at, where it's at?
Cemetery information, all those things are important to be planned.
Now, if someone can't attend our upcoming Senior Class Roadshow, but they'd like to get their hands on one of those final wishes organizers, Joe, what do folks need to do?
They can call our Southland location, 918-663-2233, and we'll get some information to you.
That number again is 918-663-2233. 2233. Well, so I think we're going to go ahead and go to break. When we come back, we're going to talk about some of the bells and whistles our veterans receive through the Veterans Administration. You're listening to Senior Class Radio. Russell?
And remember, you can text us questions if you have any at 95920 or give us a call, 918-460-KRMG. That's 460-5764. You're listening to Senior Class on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG. I've got sunshine on a cloudy day. Well, welcome back to Senior Class here on News 102.3 AM 740 KRMG. Coming up here in about 10 minutes or so, your top stories in the KRMG 24-hour Fox News Center. And, of course, your forecast from Fox 23. A little bit of rain out there this morning.
And it's nice.
And not complaining. Stay tuned. Coming up next hour, Living Well with Dr. Booz. Remember, if you got questions for us, give us a text at 95920. Or if you're feeling brave, feeling salty, want to be on the radio, we can do that too. 918-460-KRMG. That's 460-5764. Your host for Senior Class is Mr. Rusty McMurray.
Good morning, Senior Class. Thanks for waking up with us today. Great show in store for you. Live here in the studios, we have Dr. Joe Moore from Moore Funeral Homes. We're discussing the final wishes organizer, but now we're kind of talking about veterans benefits and what special headstones and different awards and what veterans can expect if they have it noted for their kids to ask for on their headstone in that during that tough time. Joe?
Yeah, the benefits at the cemetery are very, very good. They can be buried. They have a free plot at any one of quite a number of national cemeteries.
Mm-hmm.
They also get a free headstone. And this is not only for the veteran, but for their spouse as well.
Oh, wow.
Also, the Veterans Administration will often pay for transportation to that cemetery. In addition to that, there are burial allowances that come along with it, and there's $300 if the soldier died of a non-service connected disorder,
mm-hmm.
but up to $2,000 if they died of a service connected disorder.
Oh my word! Now, whenever you say veterans and veterans benefits, it seems to me that it always is difficult running the trap of understanding how to actually get those benefits. Is that where your counselors come in handy?
We do. We try and stay really up to date on that because we want veterans to get every single benefit they're entitled to. The places that we refer them to very often, or we work with these people ourselves a lot of times, are the DAV offices and mm-hmm. the VFW offices. We contact them ourselves. We put them in contact with the families. The other thing that, as far as cemetery types or service related benefits that they get are they get a flag presented mm-hmm. at the time of the service to the next of kin, and they get the playing of taps at the service.
And see, there are so many veterans out there listening today that would love to have that to be a part of their final time, but they don't know really where to start. So is that where it needs to be noted in the final wishes organizer or in their will to say, make sure that I get full military honors and contact this organization to find out what that is?
Absolutely. And when that's brought up to our funeral director at the time the arrangements are made, we try to make sure that all those arrangements are made so that the veteran can get everything they're entitled to.
So if somebody listening today has some more questions about how to make that a part of their final wishes, what do folks need to do, Joe?
They can call any of our Moore Funeral Home locations. I'm at our Rosewood location on 25th and Harvard, which is 918-744-1202. You can also go to our website and email us through the website, and we'll be happy to give you any of that information.
All right, I want to talk a little bit about some of your volunteer positions here in our local community. One of them has to do with Clare House, which is an organization that's near and dear to my heart. One of my good friends volunteers there every Sunday, Kathy Lay, and has for probably over a decade. And once you become involved with Clare House and hospice, it really pulls at your heartstrings. How did you become involved with Clare House here in our local community? And for those that aren't familiar with Clare House, what is it?
Well, Clare House is a home. It's a place where people can go to spend their final days, basically. There are many times a person's on hospice. They have limited life expectancy, and their family can't just take off from work and take care of them 24 hours a day. So these people can go to Clare House. They get very, very loving care and attention there. The hospice that they've been on at home continues to follow them at Clare House and provides their medications and their care, a lot of their equipment and so forth. But the staff at Clare House can provide 24-hour a day care for these people.
And when you say home, it's not like a home in someone's neighborhood. A lot of folks may have recognized it as driving by on South Mingo Road and not really understood what it was. It's that large lodge-looking building that's kind of back in the woods off the side of the road, and it's just a beautiful atmosphere. So there are a lot of individuals that live at Clare House during those final days. It's not just an individual.
No, they have, I believe it's 12 beds now that are open mm-hmm. there, and they have, but it is, a lodge is a good way to describe it. It's kind of back off, as you say, in the woods. I always get a, almost feel like I'm in Colorado when mm-hmm. I'm up there.
It is.
It's lots of trees and streams and gardens. And
there's
and
a so great individual there. That's the executive director there, I believe. Kimberly, is that right?
Kelly Scott. Kelly. Has done a tremendous yes. job since yes. it started at some apartments 15 years ago. In fact, this is our 15-year anniversary of Clare House this year.
And you have a fundraiser coming up because all of these services to these families that have loved ones on hospice, there are no charges for this.
Totally free to the family to have these patients there during this time. And so, yes, the event is going to be on September 13th at River Spirit,
mm-hmm.
and it's called Smoke and Mirrors, all keyed up. And we have dueling pianos there. We have Leanne Taylor as our MC. We have a variety of raffles and games there. The dueling pianos are fun. They play dueling college fight songs. And
oh my words!
Conga
well,
lines
as a pianist myself, I'm gonna love this as a fundraiser. So you're looking for some corporate sponsors, some of those individuals, those business owners that may be listening today on their way to church that want to be involved in not only a great time, but helping support a great local cause.
Yeah, Clare House has a niche that's really unique in our mm-hmm. community because if a patient doesn't have, if they can't be cared for at home and require 24/7 care, then there really is no place that will be paid for. But they can go to Clare House free of charge. And so it fills a tremendous niche in our community for those people.
And a big need because you can become financially destitute. You have a small family and everyone's pitching in to provide 24-hour care. It can become a financial burden very quickly. So these hospice houses and these hospice organizations are very important.
Very important. And, you know, a hospital, and I'll say this as a former physician, is not a good place to be if you can't get well. You know, you go into the hospital and you get hooked up to all sorts of monitors and alarms go off and family sometimes has a little bit of difficulty getting in to see you at, mm-hmm. at certain times and so forth. If a hospital is a great place to be if you can get well, but if you really have a terminal diagnosis with a limited life expectancy, it's really not a very good place to be.
And that's where the hospice house comes into play. Now, you say that you're celebrating 15 years. The roots that you're in now haven't been that long-term foundation. You actually started much, much smaller over 15 years ago.
They started in the Park Villa Apartments 15 years ago and with six apartments,
mm-hmm.
Room for six people. And at some point, they had a they got the funds to build this beautiful house out on mm-hmm. out on 75th and Mingo, roughly in that area. And yep. So that's a beautiful setting out there. And it's as I say, now they have ability to take care of more people out there.
Well, and it really started from those roots of a few people in healthcare wanting to volunteer their time to take care of those folks that they knew they couldn't fix. And that's really where Sunshine Care Partners shines, as we deal with chronically ill elderly individuals that are going to suffer from those illnesses forever. And traditional doctors, like you said, being in a hospital when they can't fix you isn't a good place to be, because doctors are accustomed to fixing things when they're broken. And when you can't fix something, it takes a different individual to provide care for that loved one.
Yeah, and I think that even though we can't cure people as physicians, you know, we can help everybody.
Yes.
And so that's where it comes in that, you know, we still – hospice is a relatively new concept even.
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't even been present for more than about 40 years. It was the late 1970s where hospice even got started.
Yeah,
and
when we come back from break, we're going to really go into that. What is hospice? Why do so few people really utilize it? And why shouldn't they? So if people want more information about Clare House, how to participate in the fundraiser, or for one of their loved ones, they could probably call a representative at More Funeral Homes.
They could, and they could call me directly because I'm the event chairman for the
and a board program. member.
And a board member. And so I have great appreciation for hospice, and I'd be glad to give any information they'd like. They can also go to the Clare House website at clarehouse.org.
We've got about a minute and a half left. Talk to me a little bit about who was Clare. You want to hear a name, something like that? That always intrigues me.
Well, Clare was somebody background? Who used the hospice services, and I don't know the specifics of the,
why they right, named it after her.
Right. I will tell you, Russell, that we as funeral providers have a lot in common with hospice.
Mm-hmm.
We both hospice workers develop a relationship with their patients while they're taking care of them, and so therefore, friendship. So therefore, they like the idea of their lives being memorialized, remembered, honored, and celebrated after they die. And of course, that's what we as funeral providers do.
Right.
We both rely heavily on the families. The hospices need them to be their primary caregivers, and we need to help memorialize the life after the death.
And the families rely on you and the hospice because they need that kind of support.
Well, and the patient. Can you imagine knowing 30 days, 15 days, knowing the end is near, coming to terms with that psychologically and with emotion and spirituality?
Yeah, but it is absolutely something I guarantee you everybody in this room and everybody listening right now yes. is going to deal with.
Yes.
That is for sure. All right, we are going to take a quick time out. You're listening to Senior Class. We are live and local on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG, and we'll be right back after the news and weather. Stay with us. Oh, welcome back to Senior Class here on News 102.3 AM 740 KRMG. My name is Russell Mills. We have a special guest today. Dr. Joe Moore is in visiting us, and of course our host, Mr. Rusty McMurray.
Good morning, Senior Class. Thanks for waking up with us today. As always, a great show here in the studios. Grab a pen and a piece of paper. We're sharing some important information. You may want to take down a phone number or two. Dr. Moore, thanks so much for waking up with us this morning and being on today's show.
It's a pleasure, Rusty.
We are going to go into a little bit more detail on hospice and hospice care and why so few people use it. Dr. Moore?
Well, a lot of people, there's a misconception about hospice. Mm-hmm. People hear the word hospice and they think, well, that's the end is imminent.
Terminal, right.
Yes.
And although the requirements for being put on hospice are to have a 6-month or less life expectancy, that's not always the case. There's actually some people that do much better than expected. But hospice is helps care for people at home, which is very important because, as we've said, the hospital is not a good place to be if you can't get well. Most people would much rather be at home where their family can be around them and they can be in familiar environment.
So does that mean that nursing staff or clinical staff visit you at the comfort of your own home versus having to travel to and from doctor's visits?
Exactly. Certainly the doctors remain involved in the care. They mm-hmm. sign off on the orders and prescribe medications, and the patients can still go see the doctors. But at that point, a lot of time mobility is a problem. But patients would just rather be at home. It's much more comfortable, and it's just a better environment.
Well, hospice, I've been able to see firsthand within family members that we know that have passed. One was my wife's mother, who passed at an early age in her early 50s. And then more recently, my wife's mother-in-law's mother, grandmother, 93 years old, was on hospice. They lived in the same home as her daughter and husband, who are retired as well. But hospice was a real key in providing quality of life those last few months because it was more than the individuals that were providing care could actually do on their own.
That's the way I prefer to look at hospice. It's a means by which people can live their lives with meaning and purpose
mm-hmm.
for that last stage of their lives.
And not only the individual that's going to pass, but the individuals providing care in their own home.
The patients do get care. They get palliative care and medicine during that time. And a hospice benefit is that the hospice will actually provide the medications so the family doesn't have to worry about buying the medications that are related to that particular diagnosis.
And that's any and all medications, from pain to if there are in particular exorbitantly expensive drugs, because the end days can be financially devastating to individuals.
Well, this is the medications that are related to the diagnosis mm-hmm. are provided free exactly. of charge by the hospice. That's a hospice benefit. And that's a great benefit. The hospice also can provide home health aides to come in and help bathe the patients and help with catheter care, things like that. But they are available all the time to the family in case there's a problem of some kind. And during the very last stages, they will come in, often stay in the home for many, many hours to help the family and the patient during that stage.
One of the things that, you know, as far as equipment, you had mentioned equipment. There are a lot of individual circumstances, but a lot of the times they bring in a full-blown hospital bed right into the room for comfort, you know, because a normal bed isn't adjustable, and a lot of the times there at the end you want comfort is important, so they bring those in. The one thing that was really important for our family was the bathing. You know, and a lot of the times when you are dying, you know, the least little bit of action or someone touching you can be very painful. And these individuals that come in and provide this care for your loved one, they're specifically trained on how to make sure that it's comfortable for that individual.
And exactly.
It pulls that burden off of your shoulders.
That's a great benefit.
I mean, it really is.
So I'm a little confused. Are there levels of hospice then? Because, you know, we're talking about people coming into your home, providing hospice care at home. And then you've got Clare House, which is a different kind of hospice.
That's a great clarification point.
Yeah, Clare House is what's called a social hospice. And it might be called an inpatient hospice where patients can actually go to Clare House. It's a structure, a building. And we call it a home because it is a very home-like environment. But people can stay there in that location, in that facility, because again, sometimes the families can't take off.
Right.
Can't just totally stop their lives and take care of their patient 24/7 at home.
Because there at the end, that patient needs 24/7 supervision.
Right.
Luckily, the people that were providing care for Phyllis, they were already retired. So they're already home. But let's say it were me and my wife and I are both working 8 hours a day. There's someone at home. Hospice doesn't provide for 6 months, someone to stay at your home for 8 hours each day. They're there to provide care, medicine, bathing, and et cetera. Yeah. So the hospice house is actually a place to go, or if that's not available, because you said they only have 12 beds and there's hundreds and hundreds of people on a hospice in Tulsa every day, they come to your own home. Is that correct?
Yeah, the home is really, if the patient can't stay at home and the family can be the primary caregivers, that's really the preferred situation, I think. But the vast majority of patients are at home. And again, we have the hospice goes out to the home, and instead of the patient having to get repeated pain medication shots in the hospital or oxygen or something like that, those types of treatments can be taken to the patient's home.
And you did make the point, and I don't want to gloss over this, that the word hospice does not mean death sentence.
No.
That people sometimes graduate. I don't know if that's the right term. I think I've heard that used.
I'm not going to use hospice because I'm not ready to die yet.
Right. But that kind of care
can improve can quality of life.
Make it possible for you to survive.
Well, and that's a point that I do want to make. I've seen people graduate off of hospice. I mean, miracles do happen. Prayer does work. Medicine does work. Treatment does work. You can have an individual that has a poor prognosis for a cancer diagnosis and go on hospice and be a fighter, beat the cancer, graduate off of hospice, and continue to live and love their everyday life. Joe, I'm sure you've seen it.
I've seen it happen. I mean, it's when a physician places a patient on hospice, it's usually they have a lot of information to base that referral on, but nobody's ever 100% sure about what's going to happen.
Well, and especially if it isn't a cancer diagnosis. I mean, people do go on hospice and just dying from old age. You know, our bodies do wear out over time. I mean, that's a...
No, mine that is.
Yes, that's a fact.
I feel it every day.
So why do so few people use it? Is it the stigma Russell was talking about that, you know, oh, they're on hospice, so it must be close to the end? Because I see so few people take advantage of this phenomenal benefit.
Well, you know, there's some resistance sometimes both on the part of patients and the families. Patients hear the word and they say, well, that's the end and it's going to hasten my death. When just the opposite, actually people... more often live a little longer if they're on hospice because they get the benefit of that palliative care. Mm-hmm. Families sometimes resist because they don't want they think their loved one will give up hope. But you know, as you said, it's not just about dying; it's about helping people live their lives with meaning and purpose. until they die.
And there's a spiritual component in every hospice that I've seen. They all have hospice chaplains. You know, they aren't pushing any one religion on an individual, but they're there as that spiritual companion to listen, to pray, and give them the spiritual guidance they need at the end.
Exactly. And, you know, there are nurses involved in the care. There's chaplains, social workers. Again, the social workers can help make sure that the patients get all the benefits that they should get and should have access to all the right resources. And then, of course, the chaplains. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's so by the time a patient goes on hospice, they and their families are already grieving to some degree. They've been told, they've been given the diagnosis and some of the implications involved. And so the chaplains can help the patients and their families through that grieving process.
And that is very important because sometimes the grieving process can last for a year post-death. And you offer support groups for the loved ones that you've served free of charge there at your different properties.
We do, and we feel that grief support and helping families start down the path toward grief recovery is a very important part of what we do. So we feel that funerals are important in that regard. When condolences freely given and received are beneficial to both the giver and the recipient. So when we share the stories of what made that person so special, when we celebrate their interests, accomplishments, and achievements and honor them for the differences that they made in our lives and their contributions to society, then people at the service, they start to feel a little bit better. Mm-hmm. And that means they started down the path toward grief recovery. But we also do, as you say, offer grief support groups every week at one of our locations.
If someone's listening today and they may not have used more funeral homes for their loved one, but they would still like to attend the grief support group, can they still call and attend?
Anybody who would like to come is welcome to come. We serve refreshments. We give out some literature. And we meet every Tuesday afternoon at 3 p.m. at our Moore South Lawn location.
Let me give that number if you would like to RSVP or find out more information. That's 918-663-2233. That's 918-663-2233. Russell?
Yes, you are listening to Senior Class. We're visiting with Dr. Joe Moore, Director of Moore Funeral Homes, and also a big mucky muck at Clare House. And I would like you guys to talk a little bit more about Clare House when we get back, for those of you just joining us. And we're going to take a quick time out. So we'll be back in a minute. You're listening to Senior Class, and we are live and local on News 102.3 KRMG. Welcome back to Senior Class here on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG. My name is Russell Mills. Coming up here in, about 9 minutes, your top stories in the KRMG 24-hour Fox News Center. And your forecast from our friends at Fox 23. A little sprinkle action out there this morning. Might want to have the umbrella if you're heading out to church. After the news, we got Living Well with Dr. Booze. Remember, if you've got questions for us this morning, well, you can give us a shout. Call us at 918-460-KRMG. Or you can text us at 95920. And your host for Senior Class is Mr. Rusty McMurray.
Good morning, Senior Class. Thanks for waking up with us today. Do want to give a shout out to my co-host, who's not here in the studio today. Brittany, can't wait to see you next week. Thanks for taking the reins while I was out of town. I was gone for 2 weeks. She can take a week or two off at least.
I'll give her a break.
Yeah, at least.
Because she's fun.
She did a great job while I was gone.
A great job. I think she was a little nervous about being in the big driver's seat, but she did fine.
I'm sure she did. Well, I want to welcome live to the studios Dr. Joe Moore of Moore Funeral Homes. Dr. Moore, thanks for waking up with us today.
It's a pleasure, Rusty.
We're going to continue our conversation on Clare House. You may have seen it, a beautiful building between 71st and 81st on Mingo Road, and kind of wondered what it was. Well, Dr. Joe Moore is not only a board member, but he got voted in the chairman of this upcoming fundraiser. Let's talk first about Clare House and its importance, and then we want to roll into the fundraiser and how much fun we're going to have and to know what good cause it's for. Joe?
Well, Clare House is what's called a social hospice or an inpatient hospice. That means that people can actually go there to stay for a certain length of time. And so they get the same care they would get at their home. The hospice that had been taken care of, usually it's a patient that had been at home and it gets moved to Clare House at that stage. But it's the same hospice that cared for them at home continues to care for them at Clare House, but they also get the benefit of this beautiful structure they can stay in. They
get different setting.
Meals are provided. They have nursing care and all of that that's provided by Clare House in addition.
Well, as people age and they come to the end, if they have a terminal illness, there'll be a period of time that they do need that little bit of extra care. Hospice is designed to be able to provide that for you in the comfort of your own home, but there are special circumstances where you just need a little bit more help, and that's really where Clare House comes in. What are the fees and charges families pay for their loved ones to be a part of Clare House?
Absolutely nothing.
See, that's the amazing thing, is that, and this is funded, I presume, through donations and
exactly. Yes, and fundraisers.
Exactly.
So you've got a fundraiser coming.
Yes, and it's one that you've put together. It sounds like it's a long way away, but it's really only about 6-8 weeks away. It's in September.
September 13th, and it's really quite a fun event. We have a group called Fun Pianos that play there. They play, it's like dueling pianos. They play college fight songs, and they play requests, and they do a conga line, and a lot of fun there. We have a lot of fun activities like games, as well as we have raffles with some very, very nice raffle packages. Leanne Taylor is our MC, and it's really a first-rate event. It's at the River Spirit Casino.
So you are looking for corporate sponsors. You can have your company buy a table. So if you're looking for a great nonprofit to be able to help and a lot of fun for your staff and your employees to go for a great time, what do folks need to do to find out more information about participation?
They can go to the Clare House website at clarehouse.org, or since I'm the event committee chairman, they can call me and my usual location where I am is at our Morris Rosewood location on 25th and Harvard, 918-744-1202.
And we do have a senior class roadshow coming up this week. It'll be Tuesday from 6 to 7. They're graciously hosting at the Linden Assisted Living. They're at 81st and Highway 169. It'll be a lot of fun. It's from 6 to 7. We're going to have an attorney there talking about veterans benefits and how if you served in a foreign war, there's money there and available to pay for care in your own home or at an assisted living for you and or your spouse. Plus, you can take a tour of the Linden. Plus, Joe, you and your representatives are going to be there. You're going to have your free final wishes organizer, and there'll be much, much more. Door prizes, a lot of fun, and it's free.
That's can't beat free.
Can't beat free. So if you'd like to attend and find out more information, you can always give Brittany a call at 918-978-2553. That's 918-978-2553, or call the Linden Assisted Living and Memory Care. How have funerals changed over the last couple of decades, Joe?
Well, 30 or 40 years ago, most funerals were sort of alike. These were planned. Now, sociologists tell us it's because they were planned by the silent generation. People lived through the war, and people lived through the war had very difficult lives. And this is sort of reflected in the type of funerals they planned. Funerals tended to be more kind of mournful type events. Well, then we won the war, and the baby boomers came about. And now the baby boomers are planning most of the funerals. And after the war, we said, well, let's have a party. We want to celebrate. So now more often we have celebrations of life, which I love. And the things about the celebrations of life is there is so much personalization. One of the things that's the best about funerals is learning about the deceased, because you also learn about their families. And in doing so, you create a stronger bond with that family that will last the rest of your lives. People will remember events that are associated with a lot of emotion, and there are few more emotional times than funerals. So people remember everything that happens.
Yes.
So when you create the bond with the family, you give and receive condolences, and you share the stories, celebrate the accomplishments, and honor them for the differences they made in our lives and their contributions to society. People can start down the path toward grief recovery and start to feel a little bit better. And that's an important part of, I think, what we do.
It really is. And what's nice in the 21st century is if you can't be there, you're across the country. You even do webcasting of the services across the globe.
We're very happy to offer that. We have just by now we give leave it to the family whether they want that done or
course.
Not, obviously. But if they do want that done, then somebody in any part of the world can just click on our website, go to our website, do a couple of clicks. And it can follow the service in real time.
It is really cool. That's really amazing. All right. Well, you've been listening to Senior Class. We're live and local every Sunday from 8 to 9 a.m. Do join us again. Up next, Your top stories, the KRMG 24-hour Fox News Center and your forecast from Fox 23 and KRMG. For Joe Moore and Rusty McMurray, I'm Russell Mills. Have a great Sunday.
You've been listening to Senior Class Radio with host Rusty McMurray.
Thanks for listening.
Tune in to Senior Class Radio with Rusty McMurray every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. right here on News 1023 and AM 740 KRMG. Until next time, have a great week and God bless.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early, so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.